Thank you for tuning in for Tune Up with Deb, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Now back to your host, Deb Ross.
So just before the break, we were talking about The Wealthy Barber Returns, a book written by David Shilton, published in 2011. And I was wanting to bring the highlights of that book to my listeners, because I think it's a really good topic for us to take time and process through the thinking of why we should focus on savings, why we should live within our means. Now, we all know that that's kind of conventional wisdom, but do we actually live that way? And if we don't, why don't we live that way? So let's talk a little bit about some of the emotional and the psychological barriers that we have to really living the way we know we should live financially. So living within your means. It's countless times that I've heard that. What does that actually mean? Legitimately, it means your lifestyle is not more expensive than your income. So your lifestyle is affordable based on the job or the income you have. And of course, income from all sources. You can have your job. You can have some tax benefits, some child tax benefits, some GST benefits. You could have a renter, whatever types of income streams are available to you, that your lifestyle fits within that income amount. Now, we don't necessarily want to have the thinking that we're going to spend every dime of our income, or do we? My thought process is that we actually do, but my spending definition might be different from yours. So there's that saying that pay yourself first. What does that even mean? Pay yourself first. That was a saying that became popular for trying to convince people that savings was a good idea. Where you pay yourself first, that money goes into an account, and you're setting some savings aside for future needs. And again, preparation for life's fluctuations, as we were talking about in the first segment. So if we have an income of, say, $5,000 a month, my thought process is that we really do spend $5,000 a month. Someone spends it. It's gone at the end of the month. We don't have any money left over. But when we think about putting money into savings as an expenditure, then really we are spending that $5,000 a month. So what type of thinking goes into hindering us from saving? Honestly, the first theme of David Shilton's book, The Wealthy Barber Returns, I was surprised how much it resonated with me. So that first theme was to know your opponents. It was talking about how no one wants you to save except you. Now, if we really take that into consideration and we look at our environment and the culture that we're living in, we look at our friend group, our circle of influence, we look at the businesses that we frequent, all of these people seem to want us to spend money. Now, not that they're trying to take money from us, but all the involvements that we have with shopping or with going out with friends, those things cost money. So one of those reasons for us not having money at the end of the month or not having a savings program in place is that our lifestyle is generally driven by spending money. Our entertainment has to do with money being spent. Our lives cost money. And I just don't think I was in touch with how many people and how many businesses and how many organizations, even our government, of course, wants money and needs money. Our economy needs money. We need shoppers. We need spenders. But the idea of the economy growing and my savings shrinking, I'm just not okay with that. I would like to, yes, of course, be a contributing member of the economy, but not being kind of tricked by myself into spending more money than I'm bringing in. So what thought process do I need to walk through? A few things jumped off the page to me when I was reading this book, but also processing through my own thinking. I think we tend to judge people not by their net worth, but by the amount of material possessions they have. And then, of course, if I take this a step further, comparing the amount of possessions they have with the amount of possessions I have. That idea, having that judging, that comparison module in our minds, I think really sets us up to let go of money in a spending transaction, if it's all about the stuff, as opposed to not having stress about debt in our lives, perhaps having our financial plan in place and having some money in savings, if we were able to focus more on that in our own thinking, as opposed to looking at a comparison between families, between ourselves, between our families in our society. I think that that would be so helpful as tearing down a little bit of the hindrance between us and savings. Some other hindrances can be things that we believe, such as free flights earned through excessive loyalty credit card use. Those free flights are pretty much on the same level as the free hotel rooms that Las Vegas offers to heavy gamblers. Really? I think that's true. So when we think about, you know, using our air miles or our flight rewards, whatever we might be, are we actually paying more for those flights than we would be paying if we actually set money aside and saved for that vacation, as opposed to trying to earn flight miles through our spending? Somehow, it seems too good to be true. And I think it is. Another reason for our thinking not really being in line with savings is that it's difficult to save. We generally have the idea that saying, I can't afford it, is some type of admittance of failure. Well, I can't afford that. Or your friends want to go out. Well, I can't afford that. Well, you don't have to afford everything. We're really not going to get every single thing that we desire in life. What about sitting down and prioritizing? What are the most important things that we actually and legitimately want to have in our life? If we sat down and we were honest with ourselves, going out for supper and a movie probably doesn't hit that list anywhere, even at the bottom of the list. What's really important to us as Canadians? That we live peaceful lives. That we raise healthy and happy families, that our nation on a general spectrum is a welcoming, loving, and warm nation. Going to a movie and dinner, it doesn't really jive with what the real priorities of our lives are, what really makes us tick. Good savers and successful savers have areas of indulgence. But they also know that high spending in one area requires discipline in other areas. So we may have a specific brand of shoes that we want to have or that we need to have. You know, some people have some foot ailments that require very expensive shoes. Some of us just really like expensive shoes. So if that's our area of indulgence, we know that in other areas, we're really going to need to cut back in order to create a space that area of indulgence doesn't hurt us financially if savings is a priority. Another thing that I'd like to bring up in terms of thinking is predicting the future. I think that in and of itself can be a hindrance to us saving. If we think our financial plan and our savings, our kind of our efforts for savings is going to depend on predicting the future, we're in trouble right away. Instead, we should really change our thinking to sticking to a balanced and diversified savings plan plus cash flow management that is practical and makes sense to our specific lifestyle. Another area that I'd like to point out for us to think through is we all have temptation triggers. Now, a trigger is just something that happens. It can be a memory. It can be a thought process. It can be an advertisement on television. It could be a phone call. It could be a lot of different things that spark a desire. Now, our brains become very wired to the emotional excitement created by temptation. And generally speaking, that emotional excitement can and does overwhelm our common sense. Now, when I was talking about the book review of The Wealthy Barber Returns, as I'm looking through this book, it is cover to cover common sense. And when I talk about this book with other people, they're like, yeah, I know that. I know those details. But how come we don't honestly live those details? How come our common sense is not engaged at all times? Advertisers know that our common sense would not be profitable to the companies using their advertising. So they like to work with our temptation triggers. And that's exactly how they've honed their business and they focus their business is to touch your temptation trigger, to touch my temptation trigger. And we are very emotionally wired to that button being pushed. So common sense takes the back seat and our temptation trigger hangs onto the wheel and away we go. So the idea of limiting access to those triggers that drive our temptations, that idea is what brings common sense back to the steering wheel again. So for example, if my weakness is clothing or purses, I really need to stop going to the mall. That may be step one. But what about those fashion magazines I get in the mail? Yeah, all of these things add up to cause that trigger to be pushed. So if I have a habit of spending my money on coffees or, the cappuccinos, lattes and whatnot, I really need to stop going to coffee shops that necessarily have ATM machines around with me. And maybe I need to stop carrying cash with me, taking a different route to work that doesn't go past the coffee shop, or maybe creating the coffee as a treat as opposed to an everyday event. But these type of kind of normal behaviors, which are normal, buying coffee and buying fashion things, those are normal behaviors in our culture, but they take away from our savings. When something is taking away from our savings, we can really legitimately think that this is not in line with savings. And we need savings in order for preparation for the fluctuations of life. And I don't need a coffee for the fluctuations of life. And I certainly don't need a new purse for the fluctuations of life. Savings as a priority, yes, is common sense, but it is quite surprising how much of our psyche and our emotions are tied to not saving. And my encouragement to my listeners this week is to take stock of our emotional standpoint when it comes to savings and rethink what's actually important about savings to you. We will talk again soon.
Half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.